A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, Sony be doing a Sony, and it seems like they're raising the price of the PS5.
They are, sadly, Scott. This comes from the horse's mouth itself. Over on the Sony PlayStation blog, they announced that in most markets, the price of the PlayStation 5 is going up, with the exception, however, of the United States. That price is staying the same. I'm going to read you out a big old quote on that blog post. The reason that they gave was, quote, "The global economic environment is a challenge that many of you around the world are no doubt experiencing. We're seeing high global inflation rates as well as adverse currency trends impacting consumers and creating pressure on many industries. Mm-hmm. Based on these challenging economic conditions, Sony Interactive Entertainment has made the difficult decision to increase the recommended retail price of the PlayStation 5 in select markets across Europe, Middle East and Africa, Asia Pacific, Latin America, as well as Canada. There will be no price increase in the United States." So I'll get into some of the exact price increases in a second.
Yes.
But this is a weird generation, isn't it?
Well, the whole beginning of that quote is like, we understand there's a whole bunch of factors going on. You're all living a lot more tightly than you were before, especially across Europe and the UK. Usually that would go, so we're going to do you guys a favor and we're going to lower the price. No, we're going to make it even higher. I think that my cynical gamer brain goes to the fact that they've finally got back on top of their supply chain issues. And now they know the demand is about to ramp up and we're about to close in on Christmas. God help us. It's already almost the end of 2022.
Wow.
So I think that that's my side of it. Jim Ryan has made a lot of money-focused decisions in his tenure. And as much as you can go down the route of, which is hopefully the case, that just, you know, the sheer reality of making a PlayStation 5 and all the amount of different parts and people that work on it need better compensation in these trying times.
Of course.
I also wonder just how much it is opportunistic. And like I said, the supply chain thing,
yeah,
they might as well raise the price if it is going to be cold, hard businessman 101.
I mean, it is, again, you know, not to directly put two and two together, but this is only like a month or so after they were talking about the supply finally starting to catch up to the demand at the end of the year that they said hopefully those shortages for the PS5 itself will be eliminated going into this holiday season and into next year. They mentioned that in the UK, for instance, we're going to get a £30 price hike for the disc version, so that's going up from £450 to £480, and in Europe it's going up €50 from €500 to €550. So it feels substantial in that way. And like you mentioned, you know, they opened this blog post saying that everyone is struggling right now, which is very true.
Yeah.
But then you kind of have everything going up. And now I think the PlayStation 5, even if it becomes more kind of easily attainable going into the end of the year, like I wonder how this impacts sales, because combined with the price hike, with the cost of living crisis, like, is there going to be a demand for a near £500 console now?
I guess they just roll the dice on it. I mean, like, overall I feel like optically the PS5 is kind of thought of, or the Xbox Series X or whatever, they're thought of as half grand consoles. They're about £500 ballpark anyway, and then you realize actually it's only £450, but in this case it's going to be £480. I wonder, you know, in their case, I think they're just rolling the dice. Let's just see what we can get away with, which is a very Sony thing to do, you know, like the £70 premium price point in the first place. They were one of the first, or one of the only first party game makers to do that, and I feel like I just can't shake the opportunistic side of it. I just think of how many, like I said, money focused decisions that Mr. Ryan has done, and that this lines up more with that than the reality of pricing in the world. But like, I guess they could also do it in the US if that was the case.
Well, let me put this into even more context, Scott Telford, because obviously the question that I had after Sony announced this was, what is Microsoft going to do and what is Nintendo going to do? I couldn't find anything from Microsoft themselves about whether or not they're going to increase the price of their next-gen machines. Mm-hmm. However, I did see an interview from Nintendo earlier this month where they ruled out the possibility of the Nintendo Switch going up in price.
I have such an answer to that, but go on.
Go on then. They said in a quote that I found, quote, in order to offer unique entertainment to a wide range of customers, we want to avoid pricing people out. Our competition is the variety of entertainment in the world, and we always think about pricing in terms of the value of the fun that we offer. So from that perspective, like, the Switch won't be going up, but they do have other models potentially on the horizon.
Yes, that's why the Switch isn't going up, because they'll be doing the next one, the Super Nintendo Switch, the Switch 4K, the Switch Pro, whatever that thing is. That console, you heard it here third, is definitely coming in 2023. I mean, we've talked about that an absolute ton, and there was the whole thing about that console already being in the works. Jason Schreier very much confirming it. The warehouse that was the source for Bloomberg said they had all the parts, and then it just fell through. It didn't happen. And we got the Switch OLED instead, which my fan theory on that was always that that was the only part that was complete. And the full Switch has been delayed until Breath of the Wild 2 and the next Mario, and you can do a whole thing with, look at the new Switch, look at the 4K visuals and everything, and look at these new games that supplant it as well. I think that's the wording that's key there. Their version of a price hike is the OLED Switch.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, that could be right. I want to talk about, like, the generation in general, because I mentioned at the start that it feels like a weird generation. It almost feels like the next gen hasn't started, and that was obviously because of the supply issues that meant the consoles themselves weren't readily available. Mm. That was also because of the delays to game development thanks to COVID and all of that stuff, which has pushed a lot of the big titles into 2023, and now it comes with this price hike. Like, for me, recommending a PlayStation 5, which I think is an incredible piece of kit, is becoming more and more difficult. Like I said, with the cost of living crisis in mind, with now the increased price point and the price of those first party games being $70, like, at what point can I fully recommend in good faith that people spend this much money on these video games when you have some of the competition offering perhaps more value in terms of, you know, services like Game Pass or
what
have you?
I mean, we cover a lot of PlayStation stuff. We got, you know, a lot of people in the comments like, you guys cover a lot of PlayStation stuff. Yes, we do. It's very much a conversation starter. It's very much a market leader. There's a reason that they were targeted in that whole thing that we covered in a recent news video about just how much Sony are a market leader and how much market share they have. However, overall, in terms of recommending a console, like you said, whenever anyone asks me what they should buy, I point them at a Series S or a Series X. I think Game Pass is still the best value for money in the business. And in regards to Sony's attempt at competing with that, with the PlayStation Plus stuff, honestly, we never talk about this. I need to do a rant video on this. Their new PlayStation Plus Extra and Premium services are horrific. Premium is abysmal, dude. Like, for much as much... Okay, let's just say just Premium. For as much as they sold that on, you know, legacy content and PS1, PS2, PS3 games, they've added nothing since they initially announced it, and just no one talks about it. It's like, oh, like, you can play Jumping Flash on there. You can play Loco Roco, which I love Loco Roco.
Yeah.
But it's not why I want to spend more money a month on that thing. I just think that in regards to how much they're seeing they can get away with, like I said, that's another thing with the PlayStation Plus tier stuff, where they go, we'll just sell you the legacy, we'll sell you your history, go sign up and pay more money for this thing, and then we'll not actually do right by you in the time after.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
I was going to say the one saving grace, potentially, of getting a PlayStation 5 would actually be that service, Scott Telford, because I
first
think it's
two
really
tiers.
Good. For me, premium is still worthwhile, not to make this whole video about that, but with yes. The added kind of, you know, streaming with those classic titles, I do think that makes it worthwhile. And
I do
a competitor
in theory, yeah.
To Game Pass. For me, personally, I think if they pushed that harder and maybe put some first-party games on there, it would make it, I mean, like, brand-new first-party games. I'm talking day and date, like, Game Pass.
Last of Us Remake could have been on that.
100%. 100%. It could have. I think that would increase the value even further, because when it comes to the proposition of spending £70 on a new game, I don't think what they said at the start of the generation, that being you'll want to pay £70 because they're such high quality experience, is going to hold water when everyone is feeling the pinch. Like, I don't think, I don't know how you get that messaging out and present them as these really luxurious products in the current climate. I wonder if that's going to change going
also
forward.
The rumor, the idea of there being a PlayStation 5 price hike or there being a Sony price hike, I'm pretty sure predates the current cost of living crisis anyway.
Right.
I should have googled that before I did this news video, but I feel like a lot of people have been talking about how money grubby Sony can feel for longer than the most recent few months. So I think, like I said, overall it just feels like an opportunistic thing, although I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. There is just that overall conversation on the generation though, where, you know, does the generation feel more valuable right now than it did 2 years ago? No, I don't think so. I don't think that we've, like you just said, it doesn't really feel like the generation has kicked in yet, and we're still waiting for the likes of the God of Wars or whatever stuff that is built from the ground up for the PlayStation 5, which even God of War won't be. So we're still kind of waiting for those things to kick in. Do they just get out ahead of that stuff? That's why they do the price thing now, and then 2023 kicks in and they get to just go, well, that's just the price of the PlayStation 5. Look at all this stuff you want to play. It's the best on the PS5.
Maybe, Scott. I think, you know, when the generation first started, me and you kind of disagreed, because I thought they got
Sounds
off to
like
quite...
Us.
It does. Got off to a decent start with the likes of, you know, Demon's Souls, with the likes of Ratchet and Clank. Having these really big PS5 exclusives that were there out of the gate, but then, like you mentioned there, they've dried up over the past year. Mm-hmm. While they have had good releases, you know, Horizon, Gran Turismo, the upcoming God of War, they're all cross-gen. So
yes.
What is the reason right now to spend more money on a PlayStation
exactly.
5 if you can get your hands on it? Like, they don't have those, for me, proper next-gen games lined up that would even justify this price point from that perspective.
No, I think that they've not been able to end the sentence, you should buy a PlayStation 5 for blah. Like,
right.
you can make the argument for Horizon, you can make the argument for better frame rates and better resolutions and better textures or whatever, but for me personally, that doesn't satisfy me. Not in the same way that just saying to someone, hey, you can get an Xbox Series S with Game Pass, and that system will automatically up-res everything, even your old games, not the Series S, I guess, because it's digital only, but the Series X will up-res everything. You know, it just works. Todd Howard style. I hear that Todd Howard has the monopoly. Has the monopoly on it just works. Sometimes things just work, and that's worth pointing out. I think that the value proposition that Microsoft have set up, and they took a whole generation to do it, does work. It's a very solid bedrock. I'm dying for them to do anything with new games as well. But, like I said, if you go back to the Sony side, they don't really have an end to that clause. You need to play X on PS5. You don't really need to play anything. The nearest is Returnal, which in itself is quite divisive. But a lot of people like Returnal.
all M, just not me. But at the same time, that even that isn't really something you could give to anyone and go, yeah, here you go, this shows off what a PS5 can do. I think that they're in a weird bind with that, and it's very hard optically, business-wise, conversation-wise, for a price hike to land strong when you have very little to actually hang that price on.
No, I mean, I do, you know, it annoys me that I agree so much to be honest with myself, because you are...
Mark the calendar, the first time of the month.
I do want those original ideas because, you know, if you look at the reasons to buy a PlayStation 5, yes, at launch, it was Demon's Souls, right? And that was a remake of a really good PlayStation 3 game. But everyone was saying, you know, why are we buying this new machine for a good version of an old game? And right now, in 2022, it's The Last of Us Part 1. And people are saying, well, why are we buying this new machine for a remake of a game we've already played? And I love both of those games. You know, Demon's Souls is great. The Last of Us is great. Hopefully that remake will be good as well. But are they the new experience? Experiences that sell consoles? Probably not.
I don't know. Do we have any time scale on when this kicks in? Is it just very
immediate, soon? Effective immediate, yes.
Lovely. So this will be an even higher price point to go alongside your premium price point that is The Last of Us 1 Remake, which, like you said, in itself is a divisive or controversial conversation. The idea of charging a new age, a new gen price for something that is almost 10 years old, it makes that whole value proposition even harder. However, is the hype around the PS5 just so, I need a PlayStation 5? I need to get one. It's the latest hotness. I'm going to get one anyway. And you just don't think beyond that. I mean, that's how I think for the most part.
I think that's going to be the open question because if you asked like a few years ago before, you know, the prices really started going up across the board, I don't think this would have even impacted its sales at all. We've seen, you know, the demand for the PlayStation 5 far outstrip the actual supply of it. You know, you can compare how it's selling now to the PlayStation 4 and how that sold in the same time frame, but it's not one-to-one because the PlayStation 4 was more readily available. Yes. And I think the PlayStation 5 would have sold like hotcakes. Now, though, like I said, the open question is, and I guess this is where I want to throw it out in the comments, with the current climate as it is, with the price going up, will that demand fade? Will it be seen as a one step too far in terms of a family's budget or an individual's budget?
Will it be the PlayStation 3 again?
Will it be the PlayStation 3 again? I'm not entirely sure. I guess we'll see how the rest of the year shakes out, but it's going to be, it's an interesting gamble.
Yep.
It's not one that I think is good at all, especially when the competition isn't doing this, at least right now. Mm. And it's going to be interesting as well to see how Microsoft follows suit, if it does at all.
Oh, God, they'll probably do some sort of look how much value for money you get getting the Series X or Series S in the Game Pass combo stuff and maybe go down that route. Let us know what you think down in the comments below, though. How has the generation felt for you overall? And does the PlayStation 5 feel like it's worth £480 or whatever your price per region is? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye bye.
He agreed with me
once.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.